Hello, this is Osho Radio from Amsterdam in Holland. We have a beautiful discourse tonight by Osho. He is answering the question, what is meditation? And he is talking about the influence of the mind and how the mind is standing in the way of meditation, because the mind makes you being not here and being not now. In fact, the mind makes you always live from the past or towards the future, and then no meditation is ever possible.
what is meditation? Is it a technique that can be practiced? Is it an effort that you have to do? Is it something which the mind can achieve? It is not. All that the mind can do cannot be meditation. It is something beyond the mind. The mind is absolutely helpless there. The mind cannot penetrate meditation. Where mind ends, meditation begins. This has to be remembered, because in our life, whatsoever we do through the mind. Whatsoever we achieve through the mind. And then, when we turn inwards, we again start thinking in terms of techniques, methods, doings. Just the whole life's experience shows us that everything can be done by the mind. Yes, except meditation. Everything can be done by the mind. Everything is done by the mind except meditation. Because meditation is not an achievement. It is already the case. It is your nature. It has not to be achieved. It has only to be recognized. It has to be only remembered. It is there waiting for you. Just a turning in. And it is available. You have been carrying it always and always. Meditation is your intrinsic nature. It is you. It is your being. It has nothing to do with your doings. You cannot have it. You cannot not have it. It cannot be possessed. It is not a thing. It is you. It is your being. Once you understand what meditation is, things become very clear. Otherwise, you can go on groping in the dark. Meditation is a state of clarity, not a state of mind. Mind is confusion. Mind is never clear. It cannot be. Thoughts create clouds around you. They are subtle clouds. A mist is created by them, and the clarity is lost. When thoughts disappear, when there are no more clouds around you, when you are in your simple beingness, clarity happens. Then you can see far away. Then you can see to the very end of existence. Then your gaze becomes penetrating to the very core of being. Meditation is clarity. absolute clarity of vision. You cannot think about it. You have to drop thinking. When I say you have to drop thinking, don't conclude in a hurry, because I have to use language. So I say drop thinking. But if you start dropping, you will miss, because again you will reduce it to a doing. Drop thinking simply means don't do anything, sit, let thoughts settle themselves, let mind drop on its own accord. You just sit gazing the wall in a silent corner, not doing anything at all, relaxed, loose, with no effort, not going anywhere, as if you are falling asleep awake. You are awake and you are relaxing, and the whole body is falling in sleep. You remain alert inside and the whole body moves in deep relaxation. Thoughts settle on their own accord. You need not jump amongst them. You need not try to put them right. It is as if a stream has become muddy. What you do you jump in it and start helping the stream to become clear? You will make it more muddy. You simply sit on the bank. You wait. There is nothing to be done, because whatsoever you will do will make the stream more muddy. Somebody has passed through the stream. The dead leaves have surfaced. The mud has arisen. Just patience is needed. You simply sit on the bank, watch. Indifferently, the stream goes on flowing. The dead leaves will be taken away, and the mud cannot hang forever. It will start settling. After a while, suddenly you will become aware the stream is crystal clear again. Whenever a desire passes through your mind, the stream becomes muddy. Just sit. Don't try to do anything. This just sitting is called in Japanese zazen, just sitting and doing nothing. And one day meditation happens. Not that you bring it to you, it comes to you. And when it comes, you immediately recognize it has been always there. You were not looking in the right direction. The treasure has been with you, but you were occupied somewhere else, in thoughts, in desires, in thousand and one things, and you were not interested only in one thing, and that was your own being. When energy turns in, what Buddha calls paravritti, coming back of your energy to the source, suddenly clarity is attained. Then you can see clouds thousands of miles away. Then everything is available to you. Few things about the mind has to be understood. Because the more you understand the mechanism of the mind, the more is the possibility that you will not interfere. The more you understand how the mind functions, the more is the possibility that you will be able to sit in zazen, that you will be able just to sit, sitting and doing nothing, that you will be able to allow meditation to happen. It is a happening. But the understanding of the mind will be helpful. Otherwise, you may go on doing something which continues the mind to function, which goes on giving cooperation to the mind. The first thing about the mind is that it is a constant chattering. Whether you are talking or not, it goes on doing some inner talk. Whether you are awake or asleep, the inner talk continues as an undercurrent. You may be doing some work, but the inner talk continues. You are driving, or you are digging a hole in the garden, but the inner talk continues. The mind is in constant talk. If the inner talk can drop even for a single moment, you will be able to have a glimpse of no mind. That's what meditation is all about. The state of no mind is the right state. It is your state. How to come to an interval where the mind stops inner chattering? If you try, again you will miss. But there is no need to try. In fact, the interval is continuously happening. Just a little alertness is needed. Between two thoughts there is an interval. Between two words even there is a gap. Otherwise, words will run over each other. Otherwise, thoughts will overlap each other. They don't overlap. Whatsoever you say, a rose is a rose is a rose. Between two words, there is a gap. A rose. Between A and rose, there is a gap. Howsoever small, howsoever invisible, non-perceptible, but the gap is there, otherwise A will run over rose. Just a little alertness. Just a little watchfulness, and you can see the gap. A rose is a rose is a rose. The gap is continuously recurring. After each word, the gap is recurring. The gestalt has to be changed. Ordinarily, you look at the words. You don't look at the gaps. You look at the A, you look at the rose, but you don't look at the gap between the two. Change your attention. The mind can see only one thing at a time, and the opposite is not possible at the same time. When you see the opposite, the first disappears. The mind goes on looking at the words, so it cannot see the silences that come after each word. Change the focus. Just sitting silently, start looking in the gaps, not with effort, no need to strain, relaxed, just easily, in a playful mood, just as a fun. No need to be religious about it, otherwise you become serious. And once you become serious, it is very difficult to move from words to no words. It is very easy if you remain loose, flowing, non-serious, playful, as if it is just a fun. Millions of people miss meditation because meditation has taken a wrong connotation. Looks very serious, looks gloomy, has something of the church in it. Looks as if it is only for people who are either dead or almost dead. Gloomy, long faces, serious, has lost festivity, fun, playfulness, celebration. Those are the qualities of meditation. A really meditative person is playful. Life is fun for him. A life is leela, a play. He enjoys it tremendously. He is not serious. He is relaxed. Sit silently, relaxed, loose. Just allow your attention to flow towards the gaps. Slip from the edges of words into intervals. Let intervals become more prominent, and words allow them to fade away. Just as if you are seeing a blackboard, and I put a small white dot on it. You can see either the dot, then the blackboard goes far away. You can see the blackboard, then the dot becomes secondary, a shadow phenomenon. You can go on changing your attention between the figure and the background. Words are figures. Silence is the background. Words come and go, silence remains. When you were born as a silence. Just intervals and intervals, gaps and gaps, infinite emptiness you had come with. Unbounded emptiness you had brought with you in life. Then you started collecting words. That's why if you go back in your memory, if you try to remember, you cannot go beyond the age 4. Because beyond the age 4, you were almost empty. Words started collecting in your memory after the age 4. Memory can function only where words function. Emptiness leaves no trace on you. That's why when you go back and you try to remember, you can remember at the most the age 4. Or if you have been too much intelligent, then at the age 3, your remembrance can go back. But there comes a point where suddenly there is no memory. Up to that time you were an emptiness, pure virgin, uncorrupted by words. You were pure sky. The day you will die, again, your words will drop and scatter. You will move into another world or another life, again with your emptiness. Emptiness is yourself. I have heard Shankara used to tell this story of a pupil who kept asking his master about the nature of the ultimate self. Each time the question came, the master would turn a deaf ear, until finally he turned on his pupil one day and said, "I am teaching you, but you do not follow. The self is silence." Mind means words. Self means silence. Mind is nothing but all the words that you have accumulated. Silence is that which has been always with you. It is not an accumulation. That is the meaning of self. It is your intrinsic quality. On the background of silence, you go on accumulating words. The words as total are known as the mind. Silence is meditation. It is a question of changing the gestalt, shifting of attention from words into silence. It is always there. Each word is like a precipice. You can take the jump into the valley of silence. From each word you can slip into silence. That is the use of a mantra. Mantra means repeating a single word again and again and again. When you repeat a single word again, again and again, you are bored with that word because the novelty is lost. You are fed up with that word. You want to get rid of that word. It helps. It helps you to get rid. Now you can slip more easily into silence. The silence is always there by the corner. You go on repeating Ram, Ram, Ram. How long you can repeat it? Sooner or later you feel fed up, bored. The use of a mantra is to create such boredom that you want to get rid of it. That state is beautiful when you want to get rid of it, because then there is no other way than to slip into silence. Leave the word behind and move into the gap. Use the word as a jumping board and jump into the abyss. If words change as they change ordinarily, of course, you are never fed up. A new word is always attractive. A new idea is always attractive. A new dream, a new desire is always attractive. But if you can see that the mind is simply repeating the same thing again, 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 either you fall asleep or you jump into silence. These two are the possibilities. The mind is a mechanism. It has no intelligence. The mind is a biocomputer. How can it have any intelligence? It has skill, but it has no intelligence. It has a functional utility, but it has no awareness. It is a robot. It works well, but don't listen too much to it, because then you will lose your inner intelligence. As if you are asking a machine to guide you, to lead you. You are asking a machine which has nothing original in it, cannot have. Not a single thought in the mind is ever original. It is always a repetition. Watch. Whenever mind says something, look, he is again putting you into a routine. Try to do something new, and the grip of the mind will be less on you. Mind is your past, constantly trying to control your present and your future. It is the dead past which goes on controlling the alive present. Just become alert of it. But what is the way? How the mind goes on doing it? The mind does it with a method. And the method is, the mind says, if you don't listen to me, you will not be so much efficient as I am. If you do an old thing, you can be more efficient. You have done it before. If you do a new thing, you cannot be so much efficient. The mind goes on talking like an economist, efficiency expert. It goes on saying, this is more easier to do. Why go the hard way? This is the way of least resistance. Remember, whenever you have two things, two alternatives, choose the new one. Choose the harder. Choose the one in which more awareness will be needed. At the cost of efficiency, always choose awareness, and you will create the situation in which meditation will become possible. These are all just situations. Meditation will happen. I am not saying that by doing these you will get to meditation, but these will be helpful. They will create the necessary situation in you, without which meditation cannot happen. Be less efficient but more creative. Let that be the motto. Don't be bothered too much about utilitarian ends. Rather, constantly remember that you are not here in life to become a commodity. You are not here to become an utility. That is below dignity. You are not here just to become more and more efficient. You are here to become more and more alive. You are here to become more and more intelligent. You are here to become more and more happy, ecstatically happy. That is totally different from the ways of the mind. The mind lives in a sort of sleep. It lives in a sort of unconscious state. You become conscious only very rarely. If your life is in tremendous danger, you become conscious. Otherwise, you are not conscious. The mind goes on moving, is sleepy. Stand by the side of the road and watch people. You will see on their faces shadows of dreams. Somebody talking to himself, making gestures. If you look at them, you will be able to see that they are somewhere else, not here on the road. As if people are moving in deep sleep. Somnambulism is the state of ordinary mind. If you want to become a meditator, you have to drop this sleepy habit of doing things. Walk, but be alert. Dig a hole, but be alert. Eat, but while eating, don't do anything. Just eat. Each bite should be taken in deep alertness. Chew it with alertness. Don't allow yourself to run all over the world. Be here now. Whenever you catch your mind going somewhere else, and it is always going somewhere else, it never wants to be here. Because if the mind is here, it is no more needed. Right in the present, there is no need for the mind. Consciousness is enough. The mind is needed only there, somewhere else, in the future, in the past, but never here. So whenever you become alert that the mind is gone somewhere else, you are in Pune and the mind has gone to Philadelphia. Immediately become alert, give yourself a jerk. Come back home. Come to the point where you are. Eating, eat. Walking, walk. Don't allow this mind to go all over the world. Not that this will become meditation, but this will create a situation.
have a short meditation for you to finish the program, and it comes from the site mysamasati.com. The meditation is called You Are Fast Asleep. Ordinarily, man is asleep. Even while you think you are awake, you are not. Walking on the road, you are fully awake, in your mind. But looked at from the vision of a Buddha, you are fast asleep, because the 1001 dreams and thoughts are clamoring inside of you. Your inner light is very clouded. It is a kind of sleep. You are not awake. A mind full of thoughts is not awake, cannot be awake. Only a mind which has dropped thoughts and thinking, which has dispersed the clouds around it, and the sun is burning bright, and the sky is utterly empty of clouds, is the mind which has intelligence, which is awake. Intelligence is the capacity to be in the present. The more you are in the past or are in the future, the less intelligent you are. Intelligence is the capacity to be here now, to be in this moment and nowhere else. Then you are awake.
Darshan ki bela ye mausam ras rachane ka tumhare darshan ki bela ye mausam ras rachane ka liye ulaas ki saanse samay masti mein jeene ka liye
Well, this was Osho Radio for this week. Next week, we'll be with you again. Bye-bye for now.